I'm David Meralt, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and have been so since as long as I can remember. I got saved at age 9, at 16. I rededicated my life to Christ at the Bible camp, and I've been following him ever since. I've been on this earth 73 years now, and I'm looking forward to the rapture. I'd like to start with a few songs that I like to use going on door-to-door evangelism. It's especially helpful if you have a child along, and the child says to the person answering the door, "Would you like to hear our half-a-minute song?" One that we use a lot for any time of the year is this. "It's a good thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. It's a good thing to follow Jesus. It's the only way to go. Goodbye, sin and sorrow. Farewell, doubt and fear. It's a grand good thing to be a Christian, and that's why we're here." We're here, sir, to tell you the good news, and that is that our Lord Jesus Christ loves you. And because he does, we love you too. Would you like to know what God says about heaven and how to get there? Now, a person can say that you love total stranger because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Nobody's ever challenged me on that yet, but that's the answer I'm going to give them, is that because of Christ in me, the hope of glory, I can say I love you. At Christmas time, we would sing maybe one like this. "Jesus Christ was born on Christmas, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heaven's angels bore him witness, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. In the stable birth so lowly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Jesus came to make us holy, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I was lost with all creation, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Jesus died for my salvation, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Now my sins are all forgiven, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And I'm on my way to heaven, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la." At Easter, "Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, he is my Lord and my Savior, died for me on the tree. I will love him forever. When I am weary, he comforts me, gives me peace and rest. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, I will love him forever." There are two references in the New Testament about the cross being referred to as a tree. For Thanksgiving, all the pumpkins, carrots, beets, potatoes, onions, squash, tomatoes, Jesus made them, for boys and girls to have good food. One time we came to a door and this old man said that he was too busy to listen to us sing a song. So I said, "Sir, it would take 20 seconds. And so he was willing to listen. So we sang, "All the pumpkins, carrots, beets, potatoes, onions, squash, tomatoes, Jesus made them, for boys and girls to have good food." After that incident, I began to have the child or myself, whoever was asking the person if they wanted to hear our half a minute song, I put a time limit on it, not a 30 second song, because that sounds like the number 32, but rather a half a minute song. Then people are willing to listen. It's not like they're going to have to sit there for 3 to 5 minutes to hear a long song. For Halloween, what does the owl say? Who loves you? Jesus, he's the one. Who died for you? Jesus, God's own son. Who will take you to his home above? Jesus Christ, my Lord and King, he's the one I love. The next three are good for children. Jesus came to be born at Christmas. What a blessed holy day. Angels sang, shepherds came at Christmas to the crib where Jesus lay. No room, the Bible said, to lay his precious head. It was a manger bed that Christmas. If there's room in your heart for Jesus, up in heaven he'll find room for you. He came to take our blame upon that cross of shame. That's why our Savior came on Christmas. If there's room in your heart for Jesus, up in heaven he'll find room for you. It seems so unbelievable, and yet they say it's true. They're teaching our children in school now that humans were monkeys once too. Boom, 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 I'm no kin to the monkey. The monkey's no kin to me. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It's so much more believable, and surely, surely it's true, that God made man in his image. No monkey story will do. This monkey business has to go, because it just isn't true. It's such a disgrace to the monkey, disgrace to the human race too. Boom, 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 I'm no kin to the monkey. The monkey's no kin to me. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. Now, what I often will do, instead of singing boom, 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 I go ooh, 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 like a monkey would purse their lips, you know, and say ooh, 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 and then jump around on my in a squatting position. Kids always get a laugh out of that. These last two that I just sang are both visualized by Child Evangelism Fellowship. So is this next one. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly as the Lord commands, doing it happily. Action is the key, do it immediately. Joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Let's spell it O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Obedience! Sunday school sure is fun. There's a class for everyone. Fill the rooms up, way up, fill them through the door. Then go out and get some more. Teacher said, don't be late. If you are, we just can't wait. Fill the rooms up, way up, fill them to the door. Then go out and get some more. That's to the tune, This Old Man. The next one is to the tune, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. I'll get up on Sunday morning and get out to Sunday school. Let the weather be so stormy or so fair. For today and every Sunday, this shall always be my rule. When our class begins on Sunday, I'll be there. When the roll is called on Sunday, 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 I'll be there. Next is a modified version of the song, An Evening Prayer. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused someone to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive, forgive the sins I have confessed to Thee. Forgive the secret sins I cannot see. Oh, guide me, love me, and my keeper be. Amen, amen. 1 Corinthians 6, beginning at verse 18 through 20, are the scriptures this next song is based on. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost, filled with power, filled with love, filled with glory. Filled with power, filled with love, filled with glory. Filled with love, power, filled with love, filled with glory, 'cause I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, instead of those second two verses, what I will generally sing to someone on the street that I encounter, that especially those that profess to be a Christian or are doing something maybe they shouldn't be, I sing it to them, I quote them those verses, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18 through 20. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't smoke, don't do drugs, sex, beer, or whiskey. Don't smoke, don't do drugs, sex, beer, or whiskey. Don't smoke, don't do drugs, sex, beer, or whiskey. 'Cause if you do, you'll find it's very risky. Now, sex is something wonderful when confined to the bonds of holy matrimony between one man and one woman. But anything outside of that, it is a disaster. In fact, it can lead to death. So that last verse, the rest of those verses I heard somewhere else, but the verse about don't smoke, don't do drugs, sex, beer, or whiskey, the Lord gave me that verse. Psalm 5, verses 1 through 3. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Psalm 18, verses 3 and 46. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Next is Psalm 25, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 7. Verse 2 is the chorus. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins of my youth. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Psalm 34, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee. Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. These songs can be personalized to the Lord, too, which is really the way I kind of prefer to sing them. This last one, Psalm 34, could be stated in this manner. I will bless you, Lord, at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in you, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought you, Lord, and you heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. So all these songs can be personalized if you choose to do it in that manner. Psalm 34, verse 13. A good way to memorize the scripture verse is to sing it. It seems to be easier to memorize it in that fashion. Here's a short little verse. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. No guile is the heavenly language that Jesus spoke. We need to learn to speak it too. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. With his hand, with his hand, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Though he fall, he shall not be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Psalm 47, verse 1. Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise him, praise him, shout unto God with a voice of praise. There's a little more than what's stated there in Psalm 47, verse 1. Psalm 51, verses 10, 11, and 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Psalm 63, verses 3 and 4. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. This is Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Oh, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Oh, let them also that hate him flee before him. Let God arise. Psalm 89, verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness through all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks unto you, Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto you, Lord, and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High. Psalm 98, verse 1 says, O sing unto the Lord a new song. Well, here's a possibility. I sing a new song since Jesus came, serve a new master, wear a new name, walk a new road, have a new goal, know a new peace down deep in my soul. Psalm 134, verses 1 and 2. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless ye the Lord. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless ye the Lord. Psalm 51 at verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. I'm not too sure about the tune on that one, especially the last part there where it says, they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Isaiah 40 at verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Isaiah 40, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to pray. Jesus, you're the sweetest name of all. Lord Jesus, you always hear me when I call. Oh Jesus, you pick me up each time I fall. You're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, how I love to praise your name. Lord Jesus, you are the first, the last, the same. Oh Jesus, you died and took away my shame. You're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, you're the soon and coming King. Lord Jesus, we need the love that you can bring. Lord Jesus, we lift our voices up and sing. You're the sweetest name of all. Now just sing the first verse again and for the concluding verse. Never, never, never have I ever, ever, ever been so happy, happy, happy with my Lord. Never, never, never have I ever, ever, ever been so happy in my life before. He took away my sadness and he filled my heart with gladness and he gave me all that heaven can afford. Never, never, never have I ever, ever, ever been so happy, happy, happy with my Lord. I bring sacrifice of praise unto thee, O Lord. I bring sacrifice of praise unto thee, O Lord. And I offer up to you sacrifices of thanksgiving. And I offer up to you sacrifices of praise. Maybe you should say, the sacrifice of thanksgiving and the sacrifice of praise, whichever sounds better. Joshua 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. This makes a beautiful round. The first group starts singing, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. And at that point, the second group starts singing from the beginning. 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is another one that works very well in a round. When the first group gets down to the point of invisible, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, at that point, before they start singing the only wise God, that's when the second group starts from the beginning, after the word invisible. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Ye are dead, ye are dead. Ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Ye are dead, ye are dead. Ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 John 4, verse 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Here's another one that works good as a round. Revelation 15, verse 3, the second part. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Job 23, verses 8, 9, and 10. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I believe the word sanctuary appears in the Bible about 126 times, if I remember correctly. O Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, teach your children to stop the fighting and start uniting and live as one. Let's live together, loving forever, living always in your Son. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of believers in word and conversation, in charity and spirit, in faith and in purity. Let no man despise thy youth. Micah 6, verse 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse 11. This next one is based on 1 Peter chapter 2 at verse 9. Come and worship royal priesthood. Come and praise him, holy nation. Worship Jesus, our Redeemer. He is precious, King of glory. Come and worship royal priesthood. Come and praise Him, holy nation. Worship Jesus, our Redeemer. He is precious, King of glory. The next two are two of my favorites, taken from the small hymnal at church. The first one is entitled, All I Need. This would be an excellent song to personalize to the Lord, but I'm not going to sing it that way. I'm going to sing it the way it's written. It would just mean substituting in the word, or putting the word you where appropriate. Jesus Christ is made to me all I need, all I need. He alone is all my plea. He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure. He is all I need. Now that, starting with wisdom, that's the refrain, and I'm not going to repeat it. There's six verses to this. They're short verses, but I won't sing the refrain until just after the first one verse and then after the last verse. Verse 2. Jesus is my all in all, all I need, all I need. While He keeps, I cannot fall. He is all I need. The refrain. Then verse 3. He redeemed me when He died. All I need, all I need. I with Him was crucified. He is all I need. Verse 4. To my Savior will I cleave. All I need, all I need. He will not His servant leave. He is all I need. 5. He's the treasure of my soul. All I need, all I need. He hath cleansed and made me whole. He is all I need. Last verse and the refrain. Glory, glory to the Lamb. All I need, all I need. By His Spirit sealed I am. He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore. My redemption full and sure. He is all I need. Psalm 48, verses 1 and 2. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. The next one is that second favorite that I was talking to you about. I shall know Him, or it might be known as my Jesus or Savior, first of all. Fanny Crosby wrote this. She's written some inspired hymns, truly. When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and His smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, and redeemed by His side I shall stand. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, by the print of the nails in His hand. Oh, the soul-thrilling rapture when I view His blessed face, and the luster of His kindly beaming eye. How my full heart will praise Him for the mercy, love, and grace that prepare for me a mansion in the sky. I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the print of the nail in his hand. Through the gates to the city in a robe of spotless white, he will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the print of the nails in his hand. Nails in his hand. This song, I saw it in our bigger hymnal. I believe it was entitled by one of the phrases in there, My Savior First of All. But in this little hymn book, the title on it is I Shall Know Him. Both sets of words appear in the song. Either title is good. But that's truly one of my favorites. Jesus, 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 you died, you died, you died, you died, you died for me. You rose, you rose, you rose, you rose, you rose for me. You because he first loved us. Lord Jesus, I love you and worship thee for bearing my burdens on Calvary's tree. I love you because you have first loved me. Lord Jesus, I love you and worship thee. Lord Jesus, we love you and worship thee. For bearing our burdens on Calvary's tree. We love you because you have first loved us. Lord Jesus, we love you, in you do we trust. So that tune, I don't know, I might have heard that from some old hymn or something long ago, I can't remember. I don't know where that tune came from, but I know the words the Lord gave, those special to me. So, anyway, God bless you all for taking the time to listen to all these songs. It's been a rather lengthy presentation here, probably almost an hour, I guess, and maybe approaching 50 songs on here. And so I hope that you can find something on here that'll be a blessing to you. and that you can be a blessing to others by sharing it with them. So, God bless you, and see you all in heaven. Bye.